Well, here in Wisconsin, one of the sections of the new proposed farm bill getting the most attention is the Dairy Producer Margin Protection Program. It does provide dairy producers with indemnity payments when actual dairy margins are below the margin coverage level the producer chose on an annual basis. The program does support producer margins, but not prices, and is designed to address both catastrophic conditions as well as prolonged periods of low margins. Now, the new farm bill also creates a dairy product donation program that will be triggered in the event of extremely low operating margin for dairy farmers, and also provides nutrition assistance to individuals in low-income groups.
When margin rates, that's the difference between feed costs to feed animals and the price that farmers get for milk, that's what's called the margin. When that rate is below $4, which is a really low number for farmers, there is a program, and that number is below $4 for two consecutive months. Then there's a program where the federal government will buy certain, whatever the market bears, will buy different dairy products, and then they will need to, the requirement is to donate them to different food pantries or food programs that are currently exist.
Now, the Agricultural Act of 2014 is expected to go to the Senate for a vote come Tuesday, and Senator Harkin from Iowa says he feels it will pass.
Well, what's good on the bill is that it's better than existing law. We keep our good conservation programs. We did not have to take all that money out of the food stamp program that the House Republicans wanted. But we've got that in there. Renewable energy, farm-based renewable energy is in there. There's good stuff in this farm bill. And I might add, we finally, after all these years, eliminated direct payments, which was started in 1996 and was only supposed to exist for 4 years.
Those direct payments will be replaced by more emphasis on crop insurance, something that Karen Gefford from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation says is what producers really do want.
You have needed some assurance and some certainty when it comes to crop insurance and having an appropriate safety net available to farmers. And this legislation provides that for farmers. And it definitely gives some certainty when they're looking at what they're looking to plant the next year and as far as any kind of growth or expansion and security for the years to come.
Well, we continue to see support over on the cheese market as blacks pick up another penny and a half to 2.35 1/2 cents per pound. Barrels up 2 cents to 2.32, while AA butter is down to 1.89 1/4 cents per pound. Class 3 prices are stronger, with January at 21.12, February up 38 to 23.28, March up 57 to 21.45, and April at $20 even. Over on the Board of Trade, March corn rallied, picked up 6 cents to 4.33 1/2 cents per bushel. May up 5 1/2 to 4.39 1/4 cents. Beans for March up 5 3/4 to 12.75 1/2 cents per bushel. May tops at 12.61 1/2 cents. And March wheat up 2 to 5.53 1/2 cents per bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 84 to 98, a top at $1.04. Most of slaughter cows, 64 to 83. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers, 112 to 126. Holstein steers, 106 to 114. Replacement bull calves, 125 to 220. Heifer calves, 60 to 165. Barrels and gilts, 65 and down. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. And both market and feeder lambs, 170 and down. And that's your lowdown on the markets. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.